From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say Syrian troops have seized a neighborhood in central Aleppo from rebel forces after capturing the neighborhood of Farafra. Government forces continue to fight rebel groups near a famous citadel in the city. A rebel official said Syrian and Russian warplanes and artillery pounded a number of areas in and around the city as ground forces gathered. The British government says it will oppose the formation of a European Union military force. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said Tuesday an EU army or an EU army headquarters would undermine the NATO alliance. He made his remarks during an EU meeting in Bratislava. EU members are trying to hammer out a new plan for military cooperation between the 28 member states. The Indian government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will not attend a regional summit due to be held in Islamabad in November. The Indian Foreign Ministry cited increasing cross-border attacks from Pakistan as the reason. Mr. Modi has announced that he will mount a global campaign to diplomatically isolate Pakistan in the wake of a recent terrorist attack on an Indian army base in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. Former Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he will not run in next year's presidential election because the country's supreme leader says his candidacy would increase divisions in Iran. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has the final say in all matters of state in Iran. He was quoted Monday as saying Ahmadinejad's candidacy would polarize Iranian society as well as create harmful divisions within the country. This is VOA News. New data released Tuesday by the International Organization for Migration shows the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe has fallen this year, but the data also show that migration to Europe has become more deadly. This year, more than 300,000 migrants and refugees entered Europe by sea, a drop of more than 40% from the same period last year. Refugee deaths, however, increased, with migrant fatalities up nearly 20%. A new report from the World Health Organization shows more than 90% of the world's population is exposed to excessive air pollution. The report says the problem is most prevalent in large cities, but that the air quality in rural areas is surprisingly bad. The UN Health Agency refused to publicly say which country had the worst pollution record, but Southeast Asian and Western Pacific region, including China, Malaysia, and Vietnam, showed the highest levels of pollution. U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump headed back to the campaign trail Tuesday, a day after their contentious first debate. Trump hailed the huge audience gained by the debate.
Well, I really enjoyed it. It was, I guess, the numbers came out, over 80 million people watched, so that's one of the biggest shows in the history of television, the biggest debate ever.
Clinton spoke at a campaign event in North Carolina.
Did anybody see that debate last night? Oh, yes. One down, two to go.
Analysts largely agreed that Clinton won the debate and that the victory could give her a national polling boost 6 weeks ahead of the November 8th election. The U.S. Congress moved closer to a government shutdown Tuesday when the Senate failed to advance a short-term spending bill. Democrats blocked the bill that would extend federal spending authority into December. They objected to a provision that would weaken disclosure requirements for corporations that contribute to political campaigns. Republicans and Democrats blamed each other for the impasse. Unless Congress acts by midnight Friday, non-essential government services could be suspended. Suicide bombings killed at least 17 people and wounded more than 50 in majority Shiite districts in Iraq's capital Baghdad. At least 8 people were killed and 29 wounded Tuesday in the eastern New Baghdad Jadida commercial area when a suicide bomber detonated his explosives vest in a commercial street. Another suicide attack hit a commercial street of Baya in western Baghdad, killing at least 9 people and wounding 22. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.